Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. The Mary Griffith Show, sponsored each and every weekday morning by Harvest Ridge Coffee and Refreshment Services Pepsi. Delicious, delicious. Harvest Ridge. I've got a big cup. I'm out. My cup is empty right now, but that's okay. Maybe during a commercial break, I will reload. Laura Sievert is here, and we're going to talk about everything to do with the arts. Well, we can't talk about everything to do with the arts. We only have 10 minutes with Laura. But, yeah, you are very busy. John Wood Community College, I just talked about this, their Community Fall Festival and Haunted Trail, but let's go over it again because it's kind of a neat thing. They have a scary and a non-scary version. So,
which
you
is
want to take
great,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, if you want to take the real littlest ones, they have a special thing for the little bitty ones. And then they have, for teenagers and adults, they have a scary version.
Right. And I especially like that the trick-or-treating is indoors for the littles because I remember a few soggy Halloweens or Halloween activities that I've done with my kids over the years. So if it happens to be raining, you're in good shape for this one. This is a one to mark on your calendar. But like you said, the outdoor trail is open from 5 to 7. It's just by a free will donation and is sort of a little more scary. I wouldn't call it like horrifying or anything, but it's, you know, a little
they can
meant
go
to be.
From 4 to from 5 to 6 Thursday night, the littles can go on
the
trail.
Can go,
and they
right.
won't be as scary. They will not have all of the attractions.
Right, and no jump scares and none of that stuff that's going to, you know, scar your kids for life, and which is good. So, then the 5 to 7 on Friday, oh, excuse me, I said that wrong, 7 to 11 on Friday, the 25th, is a $5 entry fee, and that's when they're going to pull out all of the stops and make it a really cool haunted trail. They also have a haunted hallway art exhibit that's on view now through October 31st there in the Heath Center Art Gallery. It has a closing reception on Halloween night. So that's 6 to 8 p.m. At the gallery itself. So lots going on at John Wood.
Lots going on at John Wood. Night at the museum, at the Quincy Museum, the Muddy River Opera Company in the Quincy Museum, a new collaborative event, Night at the Museum. Free movie night, costume contest, and carnival-style lawn games. Tell me about that.
Yeah, lots of fun going on at the Quincy Museum. They really revitalized programs there, so they're, you know, check the calendar because there's a lot coming up. But you can come in costume and win $50 if you are the best. You've got to pre-register. There's a website, but you can also check it out on Arts Quincy, Facebook page and on the museum's Facebook page. Contest for costumes starts at 5:45 p.m., and this is on Saturday. But the proceeds from the event will benefit both the opera company and the museum, so you can buy concessions, you can have some fun, you can watch a cool movie, watching Night at the Museum at the museum, and it should be a lot of fun.
So it is Night at the Museum is
the
movie.
Yeah.
At the museum. Okay, we love it. And Washington Theater, Rocky Horror Picture Show, coming up Saturday night, 7 o'clock. I know the doors open early at 6, and you're invited to dress up as your favorite character from Rocky Horror.
Have you seen that movie?
I have. It is definitely not for children. Mm. It is for older teens and adults. But let's put it this way. When it came out in 1975, it was very shocking. I guess it's a sad turn of affairs that in 2024 it's really not that shocking anymore. You know, I mean, the stuff, the costume.
I've never really seen it. I mean, it's not my jam, but
I don't know, though. You might really get the corniness of it because people participate. See, they give you a goodie bag, and like it rains and you put a newspaper over your head.
People
who love it, love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Took my husband last year.
Ah.
Too conservative, my husband. He didn't love it, but he did like the costumes, and he was amazed at how intricate people go in to look like the people in the show. So
now, I've always liked the song Time Warp, which we played in Pep Band. That's a song from the
All
picture.
All the songs from the movie are really good. They really are. There's some very funny portions of it. So, but it is kind
tickets
of
are $20
rated
to
R.
this. Yeah, tickets are $20 to this. But include that prop bag so that you can do the interactive parts of this. And maybe one of these days I'll get there, too.
Okay. Well, it's this Saturday night, and it's a great fundraiser for the Washington Theater. And again, you know, if this is your jam, get there and enjoy it. Because
They're usually packed. They're usually packed.
Everybody, I mean, like you said, it's not everybody, it's not for everybody, but if you like it, it's great to see it around Halloween,
right?
Because it's set in a creepy castle and their car breaks down, and it's a parody of all the chainsaw thrillers.
Oh
yeah, it's kind of a takeoff on a horror movie.
I see.
And so it's funny. It's tongue-in-cheek, hysterically funny as these things happen to Brad and Janet. And so one time at Halloween, my sorority sister and I, my pledge daughter and I, went as the Lips from the Rocky Horror Picture
nice.
Show. So I took my mother to see it. I didn't tell her anything about it. And my mother, about 15 minutes into it, she goes, "Mary Kathleen, this is kind of naughty." I said, "Mom, what do you mean?" She goes, "Well, some of the things they're saying, you could take it two different ways."
Oh, that's adorable.
I said,
adorable.
"Really, Mom? Oh, I don't know anything about that." It was hysterical. So anyway, Rocky Horror Picture Show is this Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. There'll be plenty of concessions there. You might want to bring your own lawn chair. If you really want to be in a comfortable seat, you can bring your own chair.
Yeah, I usually do when we do stuff like
that. You know, and then also, you know, they're also, if Rocky Horror isn't your jam, then Friday, November 1st, they're having Gremlins. And that's part of the Wandering Cap Film Festival. And it's usually on Saturday night, but this says Friday, so I'll go with that. And the tickets for that are $5 for kids under 12 and $10 for adults. So lots of things going on.
Well, and I wanted to mention there's more going on Arts Quincy's Facebook page. Please do check it out. We've got, of course, the cemetery tours are going on. The pre-sale for the Iowa Brass tickets are going really hot for Christmas time. So get those before they sell out. They're, you know, another great show coming up at QCT, and the Quincy Symphony Chorus has a show coming up too. So lots and lots going on. I do want to mention one more thing, if I still got a second.
Mm-hmm, sure.
We are really, really proud and a little bit sad, but our office manager and programs manager, Jessica Dietert, is moving on to a new position, which means Arts Quincy is hiring right now. So if you know anybody out there looking for a part-time flexible position who has great communication skills and can organize my life, I'm looking for somebody. So all the details on that position are at our Facebook page and on our website at artsquincy.org. But love to have those recommendations from the Mary audience. I know somebody's out there just waiting to be awesome.
I don't want to say that it's not an equal opportunity employer, but if you walk in with an Iowa Hawkeye shirt, you may get a leg up on anybody else who applies.
I'm just saying, it may not be completely fair. It would not be the worst idea somebody had. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just looking for somebody who loves the arts and loves, you know, really organization and great
they've
writing.
They've got to be a dot the I, cross the T kind of person.
Yeah, there's only three of us, so we do a lot of things with three people, and would love to have you on our team. So find out all about it at artsquincy.org and all of the great events we talked about, too.
And if you play the French horn, you also probably have an in. Okay, that's enough about her. Oh, by the way, how was the Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band?
Here in Quincy, was that amazing to have the Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band? It was, for me, as somebody who's been in the band, it was very wild to have them in town and to have them marching pregame on, you know, our Iowa pregame on the Blue Devil Field was just, I said, I'm not sure if I'm dreaming or what's happening here. But they sounded amazing, and I think they inspired, you know, there were 20-something bands there of high school players. And to see a Big Ten band, no matter which Big Ten band it is, it's so impactful and hopefully inspires people to keep playing their instruments well into college. I'm heading up there this weekend for homecoming, so we'll tell you even more next week.
Are you taking Elliot to brainwash him further into the Iowa?
No, I get him a day to myself.
Oh, my God. Okay. Elliot,
come spend
the day with me, Elliot, and we can't watch, Illinois plays Oregon, but we can reminisce about how we beat Michigan. That's what we can talk about.
Sounds good.
We'll be back to talk about the district in just a moment. Stay tuned. Brianna Rivera is here. She's the executive director of the district, and boy, a lot's going on. And, you know, Halloween, bam, Thanksgiving, bam, Chris Kindle Market, bam, Christmas, bam, it's all happening. And I think one of the best events that the district does is 40 vendors getting together for trick or treat in the district, daytime hours. Kids can dress up as elaborately as they want. It'll be a warmer day, so they'll have to wear their coats over their costumes a lot of times. And they just get to go out and have fun. And some kids have dietary restrictions. So there's a special thing called the teal pumpkin. And several of the vendors have teal pumpkin gifts. Yeah. If the kids can't have nuts or chocolate or something like that. So, mm-hmm. Brianna, talk about the district's trick-or-treat.
Yes, this Saturday, it is also one of my favorites because we get huge crowds down here, and younger families, too. So it's a younger generation that's experiencing downtown. So it's one of my favorites. I also have an 18-month-old, so it does it. But it's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and there is a quote-unquote registration area at First Mid Bank and Trust Plaza where you can pick up a map, a trick-or-treat bag. If you need one, you can always bring your own. We'll have live music, the Square Peg Troop, and their characters will be there. Quincy Medical Group will have a fun backdrop. First Mid Bank is offering free popcorn. And for the parents, and this is new this year, for the parents, free drip coffee from the poorhouse, but you have to bring a kid in costume.
Right.
Yeah. You have to bring a kid in costume.
But
so
it's
that's
a great
exciting.
Thing because you can then walk around and stroll mm-hmm. around and have your coffee while the kids are experiencing that.
Exactly.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, encourage everyone to dress up, encourage everyone to come down. My goodness. How many people are you prepared for? Because this grows every year.
It does, and it grows in participation from the stores, too. I mean, this year we've seen a record amount of participation from the stores, which was fantastic. It's, I think, 40 or a little over 40 participating, and we tell them, you know, think about preparing for 400 kids, 500 kids, and they're like, oh, all right, we better start buying now.
Yeah. Well, and it's great. It's also a way, again, for those parents to take a look at some of the wares. Mm-hmm. And now that the 6th Street Promenade is open.
Oh, it's so pretty. Yeah.
It's just exactly what it's for. Promenade means to walk or stroll. Mm-hmm. And that's where the word prom comes from. We had people calling saying, what does promenade mean? What does promenade mean? I said, well, promenade means to walk or stroll. And the word prom is shortened from promenade because before it was a dance, and it always was a dance, when you went to promenade, you strolled in and were introduced, you know, the lord and lady of
See,
such and
that.
Such. Yeah, so that's where the word prom comes from. Now everybody thinks prom as a dance held at the end of the school year, mm-hmm. but prom is short for promenade, which means to walk or stroll in a manner in which to be seen, the coming out. So
now I've learned something.
So it is great. So about 40 vendors, 40 businesses will be participating mm-hmm. in Trick or Treat. What are the hours?
Oh, yeah, so 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for trick-or-treating. Now, if you miss picking up your map, that's okay. We'll only be there from 10 to noon in the plaza. But if you're like, oh, I can only make it until 12 or 12:30, that's fine. The vendors will still be passing out their candy, or I should say store owners will still be passing out their candy. So no worries there.
Mm-hmm. And teal pumpkin, which is so yep. great for kids that have that problem. Because I knew some of my friends that when I used to say, come by my house, I'll have something for them. So if your child does have a dietary restriction or something like that, mm-hmm. there will be teal pumpkin vendors that you will know that your child can go and feel included.
Yeah.
And the sky's the limit as far as the costumes go. That's mm-hmm. adults, too. 10 to 1 this Saturday, get your little map, start at First Bankers Plaza, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Start there at the plaza right next to St. Boniface Church, and then just go around in whatever order you want to go in, but,
yeah,
you know, hit them
the
all.
Yeah.
Hit all 40 and get all of that, and start with popcorn, and Quincy Public Library has events going on,
yeah.
downtown
mm-hmm.
farmers markets going on, so there's lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, by golly, we're barely done with Trick or Treat, and we've got to talk about
already.
Chris Kindle, which, do you know what Chris Kindle means?
Chris Kindle. Well, I do know it's a very popular German Christmas market.
Yes, but you know what
Chicago.
The word Chris Kindle means.
Oh, now, see, if my German teacher was listening, she would be upset.
It's the birth of Christ. It's the Christ child. It's the Christ child.
Okay.
So the Chris Kindle market is always in Germany around mm-hmm. the Advent and Christmas time. But, of course, we can't wait for that in the United States. We have to have ours on November 8th, 9th, and 10th because that's the way we are here in America.
Mm-hmm.
So this is put on by the district, and it's at the Dick Brothers Brewery. And there's several aspects of this. There's a admission price aspect, and then I think there's another aspect. So please tell us all about it, Brianna Rivera.
Oh, sure. So to start on Friday evening, that is a preview party that we will be hosting. It's $10 admission, but you you can buy it online right now, purchase your tickets, and that will get you a free drink ticket at the Rathskeller and admission for the entire weekend. So you can come in and come in and go as you please. So make sure to get your tickets for that, because if you want to go multiple times, get that free drink ticket. You get a little shopping bag. It's going to be presented by Happel Realtors. And so there's lots of different things going on there, and we'll have live music and food trucks, Plat Daddy Barbecue, and Nice and Chill Grill. So that preview party will be a very good time. Now, if you're not interested in the preview party, just coming once, it is $3 at the door only. So come in, buy your ticket. There are 38 vendors, so we're packed. We're packed full with a very long waiting list, actually. So it's going to be a really fun, fun market. Now we have lots of vendors in the museum room, in the main event space of Dick Brothers Brewery, and overflow into the tower room. So we'll make sure everybody knows where to go, and we'll of course have food. Plat Daddy Barbecue will be there all weekend, as well as Nice and Chill Grill. So we've got food covered for you, and the both will have some sort of German twist on one of their menu items. So
yeah, this is typically Chris Kindle Markets. We're in Germany. I know Mekki Kosin sponsors a trip every year to Chicago, because that Chris Kindle Market is all German vendors who come over here. So they basically have two locations. They have their German location and their Chicago location. These people will not be from Germany, but we're going to get a taste of what a Chris Kindle Market is like. And there will be non-German items as well.
Yes.
So, you know, if you've been to Chris Kindle Market and say, well, how much lace, blown glass, salted nuts, you know, whatever, cuckoo clocks, how much of that stuff can I possibly buy? Well, you can buy a lot, but there'll be other things there as well. And a lot of the merchants who maybe don't have a brick and mortar place, and you usually order from them online, you can actually go see and touch the wares.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of your favorite online vendors, if you have any, will probably be there. So that's also exciting. And also, too, for the kiddos on Sunday from 12 to 2, Santa will be making an appearance. He's coming down from the North Pole just a little bit earlier. We have a Santa seat for him and everything. So if you're wanting to maybe get a Santa preview before our Light the Park, which of course we're preparing for, Santa will be there from 12 to 2.
Okay.
So very exciting on Sunday.
His reindeer and elves will be lighting that sleigh up and bringing it in from noon until 2. Mm-hmm. Okay, real quick, anything else for the good of the cause on the district?
I don't think so. There's plenty to talk about, but we'll keep it at there for now.
Okay. I'll have you back soon. Yeah. It is 9:39. We're heading up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative to see what's happening in the farm market scene. This report is brought to you by Rex Battery and by Brevant. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Amy Peters always makes me laugh. And that's the most important thing, to be a guest on the Mary Griffith Show. She is the executive director of the Quincy Children's Museum. And she's been coming on once a month. And I thought, really? Are we going to run out of things to talk about? No.
Never.
We never run out of things to talk about at the Quincy Children's Museum. And I guess the first thing to talk about is the Family Dinner Project.
Yeah. So the last couple of months, we have had the Family Dinner Project as our rotating exhibit. And I just wanted to come on today and just share a little bit about, you know, that message and what we're doing and how that continues throughout our community. So the Family Dinner Project is a Tracy family-funded initiative. It's in partnership with some big dogs over there at some big universities that have done all the research for us. Ann Fischel has her PhD and talks about how important having family meals is. And for some families, that is, you know, your crockpot meal at the end of the night, roast potatoes, all that stuff. But sometimes it's, you know, everybody getting together and having a bowl of popcorn and just talking and having a conversation together. Or it's trying to get together and have breakfast and have some intentional time, put the devices away. Just the importance of having those intentional moments with your children and with your families. We know that the research shows families that eat and talk and have those conversations together have stronger bonds. And so we're promoting that at the museum. But it's something that the Tracy Family Foundation has promoted across our community for Oh, probably at least 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, they've been really doing a good job trying to get families to do more together and talk together. Now, I've never had children, so I don't have a traditional family, although I'm married. And, you know, eating dinner mm-hmm. together, the four of us, mm-hmm. that wasn't an option. I mean, I never thought anything that there could be anything other than we all sat down, we mm-hmm. all ate dinner together. But I don't have kids, and what I hear from my friends who have grandkids is that's not common anymore.
No. Well, and there's so many activities and extracurriculars and just distractions, I think. As a mom of five kids, I know and I see it. Even on nights that we don't have anything on the schedule, it's like, ugh, can we just throw frozen pizza in the oven and grab a bowl of cereal, have whatever you want, you know.
But it's not what you eat.
Yes.
It's the fact that you eat together and
exactly.
sit around the same table because
yep.
you can't all be sitting there with your bowl of cereal watching TV.
Right.
That's not a family dinner.
Right.
So you also do some multicultural things with this. So if folks want to say, what is a dinner like in Germany? What is a dinner like in Japan? What is a typical Latino
yep.
thing? You've got all these different things where parents can say, hey, let's talk about our heritage. You know, I'm Irish and Dad's German and my grandma was Italian. And that means you're part German, part Irish, part Italian, part Japanese, part Brazilian, whatever. This is the kind of foods you would be eating if, you know, we went to great-great-grandma's house.
Yeah, so we are, that rotating exhibit hall, which we have on our second floor, will pivot just a little bit from the family dinner project to Tis the Season. And we'll be talking about some of those multicultural holidays and traditions from around the globe. So we're really looking forward to that. That will be our new exhibit coming next month to the museum, and we are really looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to everything at the Quincy Museum. I want to talk about expanded hours for Thanksgiving and winter break
yes.
and for parties that people can have. You know, it will get cold eventually.
Yeah.
One day fall will arrive.
Yep.
Well, it kind of did
it
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of come
I
back
on
today.
The heat, and then I turned the air back
yeah,
on. And
I know. It's hard to decide, but
yeah.
that's the Midwest.
Yep.
I mean, we're used to that. So let's talk about, and one thing we always want to preface by saying is that because you're trying to do this on a very limited staff and a limited budget, you may check the website for
yep.
updates
yep.
because you can't say for exactly sure these are the times
yes.
we're exactly going to be open.
Yeah.
But you've got a more expanded,
yep.
while the kids are out of school,
mm-hmm.
anytime there's not a day when there's not school, you may have an expanded day.
Yes. So we set our hours for the month, you know, the month before. So I do know for sure in November for some of those dates around Thanksgiving. So Wednesday and Friday will be open from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. So if you have family in town visiting, come see us. We will be there. I've got some of my college employees are back for the holidays, and so they are excited to be back to work and see all of our friends coming to visit. We're always booking parties and events. We've done tons of birthday parties this year, but if you have a lot of family coming in town and you want to reserve the museum for yourself, we can do that. So give us a call, send us a message. I'm happy to accommodate. Some of these companies are looking for holiday opportunities for their employees. So if you'd like to do something family friendly, give us a ring. We've got weeknight availability, some weekends. They're filling up, but we would love to host.
Wow. And the great thing about that is you can be a little bit flexible. As
yep.
long as somebody is there, as long as somebody from your staff can accommodate it,
yep.
it may be an odd time. But, you know, businesses do like to have a family-friendly
mm-hmm.
Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Some do.
Yep.
Some want adults only.
Yeah.
And it just depends on, that's the great thing. The Quincy Children's Museum can adapt because, frankly,
mm-hmm.
some of this stuff is really fun for grown-ups to do
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. I, you know, from the beginning, I've said one of our core values is creativity, and that's what keeps me going every day. I love being creative and, you know, getting to do some of these fun and different things is it's good stuff.
Why don't companies book you surreptitiously for a employee evaluation? And you can give them, like, the igloo and the arch, and if they can't figure out how to put it
yeah.
together, they're out of here, you
yeah.
know?
Or
but if somebody, if somebody can figure out how
yeah.
to get something to work,
yeah.
then that shows their great aptitude. Okay,
yeah.
just an idea.
Yeah, we'll
I don't
work on
expect
that.
Any commission
we'll
on
work
that
on
at
that.
All. I want to talk about expanded hours, of course, but I also want to talk about the fact that you are striving to get into your new place.
Yes.
It's going to take a while. You have a thing coming up that's like a Christmas-themed event. It is going to be a fundraiser. It's going to take a lot of different things to make the new place happen. Mm-hmm. But talk about this Christmas fundraiser, because it really sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I left my partner in crime at the office today. So
I recorded her last time. Good. So when we do the story good about stuff. It, it'll good be her stuff. Voice.
Okay. So, yes, Tinseltown is coming up December 6th. Tickets are available now, and sponsorships also are available, but this is just a super fun event. We've got a great band coming in. I'm not honestly sure where they're from. Howl at the Moon is a big, fun dueling piano bar that they have in Kansas City and Chicago, and so they have a mobile unit, kind of like we do, called Howl to Go, so I would assume some of their musicians and talent that they have from one of those areas will probably be heading this way to join us that night. But it's going to be a blast. I tell people you can wear whatever you want within reason. Last year we had Cousin Eddie. We had people dressed like disco balls. We had tacky sweaters. We had Santa. We had Buddy the Elf. Whatever floats your boat, sequins, sparkle, glitter, tinsel, whatever.
Just be careful if you wear something that you think is extremely attractive and somebody walks up to you and says, that's the ugliest sweater I've ever seen. Are you in the contest? That could be devastating. That could be devastating. It is a great time. And the date of that?
December 6th. It will be at 7 p.m. and we'll be rocking till midnight or so.
Now, we had the fire department on earlier this month, and this is Fire Prevention Month. Here we are at the very end of it, but how does the Quincy Children's Museum participate in stuff like that?
Yeah, so we have added some additional kind of resources. If you have been into the museum or if you haven't, our very first exhibit when you walk in the door is the QCMFD, the Quincy Children's Museum Fire Department. And so it's one of our most photographed locations. We've got a little fire truck in there that the kiddos love. And so we have expanded some of the information that's within the exhibit, some of the stop, drop, and roll, call 911, all of that. But we've also kind of been dreaming big about what kind of improvements can we make to this space. So we've got little fire trucks at the museum for $10. You put your kid's name on it, and we'll be making some improvements to our fire station to better serve and educate the children that are coming to visit. And so that's really fun. And then our guy that does all of our shirts for us has put together a really, really cool QCMFD t-shirt. So I will be posting those probably when I leave here today, and we'll do a pre-order if you would like to help support the museum and kind of that message. We did it about 6 months ago for our pizza parlor. We did t-shirts, and it's really funny because you see them and you're like, QCM Pizzeria, what is that? I've never and so it's a neat way to kind of tell the story and promote it. So we've got the design is really neat because it kind of looks like our little fire station. It's got our Dalmatian on it. So
it's great. And then it makes everybody go, what's QCM? Quincy Children's Museum.
Okay. Marketing,
good marketing. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Amy Peters, Executive Director of the Quincy Children's Museum. She'll give us an update on the move. We're back, Talk Radio 930, WTAD. Amy Peters here. Now, we want to make sure that you understand the Quincy Children's Museum has a physical location now. It is 115 North 4th. It is on Washington Park. It's between Maine and Hampshire, and it's open, and everything's great, and it's a place to go. But they're hoping that they'll get into a new location, which they've already purchased. They've already started renovating. So give us an update on it's the old Quincy Paper Box Factory.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, so when you look at that building today, you kind of look at it and might think, ugh, what's going on there? What are they doing there? But I like to try to remind people that we are a nonprofit organization. When we looked at different sites around the community, we were really looking, and we were a very, very new organization. Didn't have gazillions of dollars, not that many organizations have gazillions of dollars, but we took the opportunity. We were donated the building and some funds to get it secured and kind of to a blank canvas.
Yeah,
and
you had to gut it out, yes. Take out, you know, it's not a paper box factory anymore,
nope.
But it is a historical
yes.
building in our community, and you're keeping this downtown, which I applaud.
Yes, so we have got the building now. It is basically down to the studs. That took about a year and a half for us to get it there, getting the building cleaned out, demoing the auxiliary buildings, doing some site work, getting windows infilled and getting the pigeons out and all of that fun stuff. When we got the building, there was a natural skylight. And when I say that, I mean,
great way
you
to say
really,
hole in the roof. Yeah,
there was a little bit of a hole in the roof. So, a year ago we were standing on the third floor and could see the sky, and literally every single thing was off of the roof, and we have a brand new roof on the building now. And so I think for a lot of people, if you drive by, you know, you're not noticing all of those little things that
the
have
things
happened.
That aren't sexy at all.
No,
and this is what
not.
The Washington Theater talks about all the time. He said, we had to get a roof on that place to keep it from deteriorating. You're not going to be able to make any progress renovating if you've got an open skylight, as they say. So you had to spend money to get a roof on, and a roof isn't sexy. And you had to spend money to stabilize walls, and that's not sexy.
Right.
But it has to be done so that you can get to the exhibits being opened and exhibits coming on. And that's not that far away.
Yeah. So initially when we announced the building, you know, the experts say that you shouldn't launch a capital campaign unless you have 60, 70, sometimes even 90% of your money raised. And I'm not an expert, but what I know is that when you do something in our community here, people notice. And there was no keeping a secret about what we were doing with the paper box building. So, no, we didn't have 90% of the money raised, but we did know that we had a lot of supporters, and we knew we could get it to a blank slate. So we're here today excited to pivot our goal a little bit. Instead of going in and filling all three floors right away, our goal has changed to get us moved over there to occupy the first floor. And really, when we do that, there's going to be, you know, we'll have to get all of the electrical, the plumbing, the heating, all of that fun stuff done for the whole building. But getting moved in is kind of our new priority versus getting, you know, the two-story climber. We're okay with just moving what we have now over there to that first floor. And I think that we're growing our member base. We're up to over 300 member families right now. And so continuing to offer that, continuing to expand and build on that, bringing our families more opportunities, more exhibits, we're excited. And so we're continuing to fundraise. We're still waiting for some huge donations to come in. I know they're coming, but I'm happy to meet with you or to, come see our new
space and
you get an
idea. Your family can sponsor an exhibit. You can buy a brick. They're going to have a brick paving program. There's all different ways to do it. And the best way to do it is go to QuincyChildrensMuseum.org or give them a call. Stop by the physical plant now at 115 North 4th and see what's happening and envision that on a much grander scale.
Yes.
Amy Peters is going to be back to continue to talk about this kind of stuff because
it's important.
And it's great. Get in there and see it because you really, if you haven't taken your kids there yet, you're missing out. The next time you come to Quincy, if you live out of town, you better plan 2 hours to be in that building because it is fantastic.
They'll
Thank
love
you.
It. Thank you for having me.